You have a choice to make. Do you want to sit down and go back to that guy you once were? No. So this is what it takes. It takes that misunderstanding of people, and they'll never get it because they were never David Goggins. So that is what it takes for me to do what I do. It may take you something differently. So for me, everything has to be in the study. Everything has to be in this. Everything has to be in everywhere I am. It has to be there. Me, focused where I am. It's a difficult motherfucker where you're going to fail and you're going to be in your head. You're going to be saying, I'm not good enough. And it's how you get through that. It's how you get through that on a daily basis when that thing is saying, man, I'm 43. I've done so much. You start to become civilized. The refrigerator gets full. You start making money and you start, I'm not getting cold anymore. I'm retired. At 40, people shouldn't be playing basketball or football or being in, you start to believe this shit and it becomes in your fucking mind. Like there's people who are retiring, you know, at 40 something years old or 30 something years old. At 43, I'm still putting 100-mile weeks, still doing thousands of pull-ups, thousands of push-ups. Because I'm not allowing myself to become civilized. The worst thing that can happen to a man is become civilized. You lose that fucking fight. You lose that, why the fuck am I doing this shit? I'm good. You ain't good, man. You ain't never fucking arrived. And that's just my mentality. You may have more, but you never fucking arrived. You want to be uncommon amongst uncommon people. Period. A lot of people whose brain, hey, where's my dumbest? Let me look. They're fucking throwing shit. They're looking through totes. They're all fucked up. So where am I going to put discipline in that mind if I can't find other? You got to be able to find all these different things in your mind. Oh, I can put discipline right there. I can put consistency right there. I can put all these things right there in that spot. So that's what I'm talking about. If your life is not organized, and your life being everything around you, because it takes one little up piece of an outside interference to clutter your whole mind. And people don't get that. Your mind has to always be clear. That's why I meditate 2 hours every single night, because I refresh, I reorganize the garage, which is my mind, every night. So then discipline's in there, organization, everything is in this right spot. So when I wake up, I'm ready to go.
I study the black matter of the mind. The dark matter, you know, like Stephen Hawking. That motherfucker studied the space and shit. That's where I consider myself, man. You know, I was on a journey, like, just like you said. I mean, you couldn't have said any better. And so many people get it wrong, and I don't give a fuck, man. You can't, for me, I cannot help people. Like, there's a lot of cookie-cutter shit out here in this world. Oh, discipline, wake up early, take a cold shower, this, that, whatever. It's all fucking bullshit. It's not. But what they don't teach you within the cookie cutter is like our minds are like a fucking garage. And the garage, if you open a garage and it's all cluttered up, it's all fucked up, you can't put your car in there. You got fucking boats and you got fucking kids' toys and shit everywhere. But if you organize that fucking garage and you put everything in its rightful spot, you can pull that car in there. You can put 2 cars in there. You can put bikes in there. And that's like with the mind. People talk about discipline and fucking determination and fucking, you know, repetitions and all this consistency. Why people fall off the wagon so often is because their mind is full of shit. There's no room in that mind for discipline. There's no room for consistency. They may do it once or twice, but then the mind takes over and that cluttered fucking garage comes in. And then it's like a circuit breaker, man. A circuit breaker just overloads and it fucking sparks. And our minds, that's our mind, man. It's like a fucking circuit breaker that has so much shit in it. You keep on loading it. You can't put any more into it. So I talk about it in there, man, so much about clearing space in your fucking mind so then you have room for all those discipline. Waking up early, taking those, because they do mean something. But we don't get to that fucking dark matter that is keeping you from clearing out that mental garage.
When I was going through school, I'll never forget, I think I was in third grade. And back then, you know, ADD, ADHD wasn't like, you know, here's this medicine, or here's this thing. They want to put you in a special school. Mm-hmm. So for me, I was so far behind in learning that their big thing was, let's just put him in a special school because he'll never learn. And through that process of like, I don't want to be in a special school.
I don't want to be treated any differently. It really, like, I never took medication. I've never taken medication for this. That's why right now you see me looking right in your eyes. What the hell is Truman saying right now? And that's why I don't feel bad for people who have ADHD, who have learning disabilities. And some are impossible because you just can't. But a lot of them you can. But people don't want to go through the process of focus, of teaching yourself how to truly focus. This is where my message gets lost. It gets lost because I may say, MF or F, I may be, because that's the passion that comes out of me, because it takes everything for me to learn a sentence. So when I speak about David Goggins, I can't speak about David Goggins in a way that's just calm and cool. Because when I wake up, I know the journey that it takes for me to find my greatness. And it's hard. Nothing is easy. Nothing just like, I wake up and I just do this or I do that. Or it just, I watch people every day go through life and it's so easy. For me to be where I'm at today, it takes every bit of me. So when I speak about it, and as I get going here, you'll start seeing me, the tempo will rise. The passion will come out because I'm back there. I'm doing what I do every day to become a human being. This was like literally a trained skill for me, was I'm always preparing for like not being a bitch. Like a lot of people get to a point, like for instance, like if Jennifer can't do something, like if she can't go for a run or whatever, just like because something's wrong, like some simple shit, it's gonna bother her. I got to a point in my life where I realized this is life. And so I move on past things real quick. So people are like, oh my God, what are you going to do, David, if you can't run? Motherfucker, I'll swim. Or I'll go to college. Or I'll do something else. This isn't my life. So I'm very aware how quick life can take shit from you. And I've always prepared my mind for the next chapter. And what happened with me was I started this thing called front loading. So when I was young, I used to be a little piece of shit. I'm not good enough. I can't do this. I can't do that. But the second I got my head out of my ass and I realized, man, you can achieve a lot of shit if you get off your ass and you start moving and you start motivating yourself. So I become a self-motivator. So I started front loading. And front loading is people, man, you've done so much by 47 because I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring me. So my military resume is fat. I did a lot in the military. I did a lot outside the military. I've made money. I've done almost every race out there, hard race in the world. I've broken pull-up records. I've done a lot of shit. So when these bad times come, and also not only that, work your ass off so you can enjoy. Yeah, you're taking a shot. You may not live to be old, but what if you do? And you worked your ass off when you were able, and you were able to get up early, able to grind. If you front load it properly, the back half of your life is money. And that's what I did. The second I realized that, man, you are a piece of shit. We got to get going. Because at 47, man, you're not going to be able to do any of this shit. 50, whatever you are. So I front loaded. So all these bad things have happened to me. I sit back and go, man, how are you handling this so well? Motherfucker, I've done it. I front loaded. I have the money I need. I have the success I need. I have the determination, the willpower, and also the pride in myself. So when I wake up every morning, I know who the fuck I am. I front loaded perfectly. So I don't care what's taken from you. You don't find yourself, if you like bench pressing and you bench press all the fucking time, what are you finding out? If you like to swim, that's all you want to do is swim, what are you finding out? People talk about triple down on your fucking strengths. That's the fucking weakest shit in the world. No, triple down on your fucking weaknesses. Find out something about yourself. You already know the good shit. You already know the happy shit. That's why on my Facebook page, everybody goes, why don't you talk about good times? You know how to get through that shit, motherfucker. You don't need a fucking, you don't need no one to tell you how to get through. It's happy. That's easy shit. I'm going to tell you how you can help yourself get through the times that suck. Real life. This is real life. 90% of your life will suck. 10% will be fucking happy. You may be a lucky guy and have a lot of fucking money, have a great ass woman, all this shit. Trust me, one-on-one with that fucking guy, he's missing something. His life still sucks because he hasn't faced something that bothered him his whole fucking life. Something is still eating that motherfucker up.
Almost everybody.
Everybody. Eating you the fuck up. But maybe you found a good way, how I did growing up, on how to ignore that voice that's saying, You ain't facing some period, man. I'm not special. I just stopped listening. I listened to that voice. This is why I talk so fucking aggressive. People say, man, do you believe in God? You cuss so much. When I say fuck, it's letting you know what I'm thinking. If I try to make it all pretty and shit, that's not what my life was. It was a violent, violent struggle daily to get where I'm at today. I'm not going to water it down. I'm not going to water it down. Shit wasn't fun. It ain't fun today. But I'm happy. I studied the darkness. You find no fucking answers in the light. None. It's too happy. It's too nice. And we're not, we don't need to be taught how to live in happiness. That just comes naturally to us. Happy moments, but the dark times, man, you can't get there unless you put yourself there. Life will take you there. But when you get into those dark moments, how are you able, man? I couldn't fucking read and write till I was a junior in high school. How are you able to write like this, man? Motherfucker, I go to such places in my mind and I study the darkness. Like, it's not just physical. When I was growing up and I saw my mom getting beaten, I got beat. And I was some stuttering little black kid in all white school, and I'm on stage and I gotta say one fucking line in front of fucking 15 people, and I walk off stage kind of fucking stutter. All those insecurities and all those fucking things, man. I used to go home and fucking cry. I'm like, my God, man, I'm fucked up. I'm just all fucked up. Hang on, man. As I got older, we gotta study this shit, man. The only way we're gonna fucking get through this is if we study it. So every time I'm in a dark moment and life's up around me, whether it be physical or just life, I get in it, man, with a fucking pen and paper. I'm like, okay, this fucking sucks. I can feel like I'm fucking losing my shit, but let's fucking study this. Let's come out of this motherfucker genius.